Okay, Duchess, here we go on side two. Get my comfortable position back on the bed here. My microphone just reaches over to the bed so I can lay on the bed and record to you. So anyhow, this morning I left at 8 o'clock with Cree and Joan. Cree Windus and Joan Leland. Cree, you know, and Joan is the librarian. Who handles this library and library here, and plus a couple others in the division. Very nice individual, and she happens to be my roommate. She lives right, not my roommate, but my next-door neighbor. She has the room next to mine. Anyway, we went down to Seoul, and I had to do the commissary run, and Cree had to do a few things, and Joan had to do a couple of things, and we shared the same vehicle, vehicles being very hard to get. And we had lunch at the golf club, 8th Army Golf Club, and it was very nice, and we came home this afternoon. Oh, let me just mention here that that golf date that you asked about in your letter that I was supposed to have a couple of weeks ago with Cree and Carolyn, that canceled out because it rained that day, so I never did go. But I failed to mention that, and you had wondered about it. But anyway, so again tonight, because this curfew is still on, we're on a 9 o'clock curfew as far as everybody off the streets and all this stuff. But you can't get off the compounds. The GIs can't, but we can. You know, the gate guards. You wouldn't believe, Duchess. Nobody knows anything. Nobody knows what to do. The people in charge don't know what they're doing. But they never stop us. When we're going out the gate, you know, they just wave us on. So we went all the way to Seoul and back. Of course, the people in Seoul don't even know there's an alert up here. They have no idea of what's going on. But, so we got out and came back, and GIs are not allowed anywhere. They're all restricted to their compounds, or they're on maneuvers, you know, more or less searching parties for these infiltrators that came through. So, when we got back again tonight, the gals are going crazy, you know, because they're bored to death. They can't get off, can't go anyplace. I mean, you can't go to another compound because nobody's having any parties, nobody's, allowing any vehicles to leave their compounds to pick up girls or anything like that. You know, everything has stopped. Everybody's restricted so that they're about climbing the walls over here, and they said, let's go to the movies. Well, we went through this bit last night, you know, but tonight we went, and the name of the picture was Nobody's Perfect. Well, I didn't really enjoy it, but I went because everybody wanted to go, and they kind of drag you out, and I've been dying to get back and make the tape, you know, and as I said, I got lots of things to do. So I got back about an hour and a half ago, and of course now we don't have any water. The entire water power is shut off on this whole compound. So that means the toilets, you cannot flush them, you can't brush your teeth, you can't do anything as far as anything that would require water, because there's no water, absolutely none. So, between the blackouts, you know, and the electricity going out, and the alert for the last 3 days, and the plumbing, or the water, whatever the problem is, not working, it has been a hell of a weekend. You just have to roll with the punches on these things. They happen, and you laugh, because otherwise you would sit and cry, because you can get so angry. You know, I thought I'd wash my hair tonight and at least wash my face. I'm a little bit more fortunate because I have some water in my new coffee pot that I made, so I just had myself a nice cup of tea, which saves me, you know. And I have some water here that I can brush my teeth with and perhaps even wash my face off a bit. So it isn't all that bad. I don't know when the water will come on, but at least I have electricity tonight, so I can sit here and tape to you. And I better do it while the doing is good, because, as I say, you don't know from day to day what is going to happen. And, of course, as I said, for the last 3 days, because of this alert, we have had maybe 4 or 5 men in the service club at a time, and that's all. So I've been closing the club every night about 7:30, 8 o'clock. And so that's kind of nice in the sense that I don't have to work nights. But, of course, I've been going in the mornings anyway. But it has been crazy. Just unbelievable. And then, getting back to this USO show, this Walter Craig that I commented on his act being somewhat obscene, or almost. He had written me a long typed letter, a full 8x10 page, or 8x11, whatever it is, and left it on my desk, and that was sitting there when I got back from Seoul this afternoon. And he went on to tell me that he was so hurt, you know, that he had done something that shouldn't be allowed in service clubs, and he thinks that, he said that's the first criticism he's had in years. He's a man well in his 50s, and he said he's seriously thinking about giving up his Vietnam tour because of this criticism. Mind you, one sentence I wrote, and he deserved that. He deserved more, and I thought I was being quite lenient, but he asked me to retract it, and he asked me to write to 8th Army Entertainment explaining it, and I told him all that was completely unnecessary, and I don't have time for it. And anyway, he wrote this long letter. Oh, real dramatic, very dramatic. He said that it's he didn't sleep all night, and it's the first black mark on his entire record. And, you know, he can't be that much of an entertainer if he can't take a little constructive criticism. He admitted himself these were things that perhaps shouldn't be done in a service club. I said, do them in an EM club or somewhere else, but don't do them here, because we have to be the good guys, you know? So anyway, he wanted me to write to him. They're staying down at Walker Hill for, I think they'll be in Korea about 2 weeks. But I have no intention of writing to him. I showed Ruth the letter too, and I said, I'm not going to respond to it, because I did what I had to do, evaluate the show, and that was my honest evaluation. I said the show was excellent, you know, plus I heard any number of comments, and all the girls here thought it was a bit risque. And so I put that down. I mean, just that one sentence, plus saying the show was very good, so I'm not going to worry about it. But to think that a seasoned entertainer, as he is, and he is good, he has been working in Las Vegas at the nightclubs, and he put in his letter, that he could be earning $1,000 a week, but he gave up all this to come and serve the men, and, you know, and so... Anyhow, that's all I needed when I got back from Seoul, right? Plus the fact that there was a fire inspector in today, and he confiscated one of our electric heaters that are unauthorized. We didn't have it on, but it's not even supposed to be in the building, and he took it. And, of course, had I been there, he never would have taken it. But anyway, I have a receipt on it. I have to go fight him about that tomorrow. And all these little good things come up, you know, and, oh, boy. Oh, Duchess, I'll tell you. One very good, favorable point that has happened this week is that John McGlone, he's a PFC college graduate, has been officially detailed to me to work in the service club, like 8 hours a day. And this will be a blessing, because I should have 3 girls, including myself, you know, and I only have just the 2 of us, Jerry and I. So John will be a tremendous asset to me. He started working yesterday, and of course it'll take a couple of weeks to train him, but then after that, I think it'll be so nice to have an American type speaking being in the service club at least some portion of every day. I mean, I can work him 5.5 days a week, 44-hour week, military, yeah, and I can work him any hours I want to, so that's just great. In addition to that, I hired a new man last week. He started this week. He has to work a week without pay because Mr. O, who is my clerk typist now, cannot leave until Friday, and I can't put a man in that slot until he leaves. But he has to be trained, so this Mr. Kim started today, and just to come in 8 hours a day this whole week to learn what he's supposed to do. He's not that good on typing, but at least he can speak English. And this is one of the reasons why I hired him, plus the fact that he's about 30 years of age, and he has worked on military compounds before as a houseboy, mind you. He worked up at JSA. But I think he can improve on his typing with enough experience. Of course, we do a lot of forms, and we do a lot of columns and figure typing. This is going to be difficult for him. But it's even worse with somebody who doesn't understand any English, because they misspell everything, and... Oh, but I hope he works out well, because I depend a great deal on my clerk typist to get my paperwork done. I have to write most of it, and I have to Sometimes I even type it up roughly and then give it to them to put down, because they always have to make 8 copies or 5 copies or whatever it is, you know. So that's something new. I'll let you know how that works out in a couple of weeks. Oh, let's see. I wrote notes down. I have so many things to tell you on this tape. Let me see how my tape's coming along. Oh, boy. I don't have a heck of a lot about on this tape. One other thing I have to tell you, I have a new coffee table. Yeah, it's hand-carved out of cheap wood, plywood. But the insignia of the Korean flag is on the top of the table. And then it was varnished. And Mr. Yu put 12-inch legs on for me. And I have that in my room. And it's great, Duchess. I have my ashtrays on it, and I have my candle. And that's a tremendous addition. I mean, it just about finishes off the room. And I love the design, the Korean flag on it. I'm really impressed about it. And my room's coming along good. I'm coming along great. I'm getting much more settled now. And it's comfortable to come home. Of course, if everything was working, like lights and water and what have you, and no alerts, it would be even better. But everything in good time, right? I just stopped the tape a minute and picked up a piece of paper. I had been writing a couple of notes on it, because I read through your letters sometimes and I forget to mention things. Actually, there's nothing important on it, but the weather here has been real crazy, Duchess. Last May was beautiful. I only wore a coat the whole month. I have been between my summer and my winter uniform, because it's been so chilly. It's been damp, drizzling almost every day this month, which is very rare for here. And this is what the Koreans say as well. I mean, this isn't my own opinion. I can only compare it with last year. But anyhow, it has been crazy, crazy weather. I did receive several letters from you, and I know that you're still working on the estate, and I'm pleased to hear about the flowers and the weeds. Pardon me, the grass. I'm just kidding you, but I think it's great, only don't overdo it. And again, please, if you're still, I know you're going into work, and I know there are pickets up and whatnot, but Duchess, please, again, feel free to use any monies in the bank. You have a checkbook like I do, so just write a check if you need it. Just don't hesitate. And this is just about out, and I'll have to wait to say what I was going to say, which wasn't really much, on another tape. Take care of yourself, and thanks for all the mail. Bye-bye, Duchess.